And at 25 to 8, it's good morning to John Murray.
Good morning to you, Audrey. We begin with Gaelic Games and the news that Galway hurling manager Micheál Donoghue has stepped down after four seasons in charge of the tribesmen. Of course, he brought All-Ireland glory to Galway in 2017, bridging a 29-year gap, although this year Galway failed to make it through the round-robin series in Leinster. Donoghue's decision to resign was relayed to the Galway County Board last night. Its chairman, Pat Kearney, joins us now. Pat, good morning. Did this come as a big surprise?
I suppose it did, John. I suppose it came as a surprise. Micheál informed us last night that himself and his management team were standing down, and I just want to publicly acknowledge on behalf of all involved in Galway Micheál's contribution and that of his selectors Noel Arkin and Franny Ford and his extended backroom team and medical team that has made to Galway and said to up the position in late 15. And you know, I suppose we were lucky enough in 16, we were beaten by a pint by Tipperary eventual champions. 17, who would ever forget the fantastic victory in 17, bridging the long gap and the joy that brought to all the people home and abroad. And last year's effort just came up short by one pint against Limerick, and as you referred to there, this year probably injuries and that, and things mightn't have went as well as Micheál and his lads wanted and everybody expected. And I suppose we have to accept Micheál's decision. He's put a huge effort and huge personal commitment into the thing with the young family and that, and we thank him for his efforts, and that's where we are.
And what about the search now for a replacement?
Well, no, John, it's very early this morning. It's only 7 o'clock this morning. And this is only breaking news late last night. The process will begin, I suppose. We're on the same boat as many counties have been in the last number of years, and counties will begin again, because inter-county management is a tough job and a difficult job, and that there'll be some number of changes in football and hurling over the last number of years. We will start the process, and hopefully by the 1st of October we'll have a manager in place. The Galway Management Committee will discuss it and we'll presume the process, but I expect by early October we'll be up and running, and hopefully we'll put Galway back on the map again next year.
All right, Pat Kearney, Chairman of the Galway County Board, thank you very much for joining us. Meanwhile, Kilkenny star Richie Hogan insists he didn't deserve a red card for his challenge on Tipperary's Cathal Barrett in Sunday's All-Ireland final. In an interview with News Talk, he said the challenge was clearly accidental and honest. Hogan said, "I watched it back a couple of times. My elbow doesn't connect with his face. My shoulder does." He said he didn't blame referee James Owens, Cathal Barrett or anyone. He added, "Hurling is an incredibly difficult game to referee. There's a set of rules there, but it's hard to make up rules to fit the actual game. They spoke about your arm not being down by your side. This is not Irish dancing. We have hurleys in our hands. How do we hold a 36-inch hurley without bending your arm?" Elsewhere in soccer, in the English Championship, Sheffield Wednesday are top of the table after a 1-0 defeat of Luton Town at Hillsborough. Elsewhere, there were wins for Birmingham, Bristol City, Blackburn Rovers and Middlesbrough. Aston Villa's head of football development, Kevin MacDonald, has left the club following an investigation into allegations of bullying. MacDonald had a spell as Republic of Ireland assistant manager under Steve Staunton. The big race of the day is the Judgment International at York. Aidan O'Brien has two runners, Japan and Circus Maximus. Michael Stout's Crystal Ocean goes off as favourite. Here at home, there's racing at Killarney. The first is off at 2:10. For sports news updates during the day, you can check out the RTE News Now app and RTE.ie. Rachel.